the status of any players injured?
We have, right now we have four guys out, and they're day-to-day. They're just kind of waiting. They're nothing different. Long-term. No, nothing's long-term right now. So they're all kind of day-to-day. We're just waiting to see how they progress.
Who are the four?
Well, we have Lodge, and we have, I'm just trying to think here, Thorburn is one of them. Andrew Gordon is one of them, and who am I missing?
Larry.
Larry's the other one, yeah. So they're just little nicks and things that we have to address.
Likely we'll play tomorrow, either of them?
No, those guys will not be players in the game.
How many goalies are we going to see tomorrow?
We are going to see, in the game, there will be two, and we'll decide who plays and who finishes.
Is this team getting the goaltending that it needs to make the playoffs, judging from last season?
Right now you're talking about?
I mean, like going into this season, you feel confident this team is getting the goaltending it needs to make the playoffs?
Well, if you're asking me, I'm confident in our goaltending, and I think our goaltending can help us get in the playoffs. We're going to have to play a good team game. And our goalies are going to have to do their part. So to answer your question, yes, I'm confident in our goaltending, and I think it is good enough to get into playoffs, to help us get into playoffs. But, you know, like everything, that's part of the solution. That, you know, your players have to check better. You have to do some things. We have to do some things better from the previous 2 years to get into playoffs. And goaltending is going to have to also pick up a little bit more.
Andre Pavlik was overlooked in a sort of ranking of the top 25 goaltenders in the league. Do you think that's fair?
Well, I think judging from his numbers, you know, I think that those are assessments that get made in the media, and that's their opinion, and it's probably fair. Until his numbers change, then, you know, players get ranked, you know, a lot of times according to numbers, and I think it's probably fair.
How was Zach Redmond looking?
Well, I thought Zach Redmond has looked pretty good. It's been quite some time since he's played. I thought he looked good in the game in Belleville. I thought that he skated well. You know, there were a couple areas he looked a little bit, I wouldn't say tentative, but a couple areas he looked a little rusty. But I think that's normal. You can't blame him. I think he's looked good.
So he can still be the same player he was before the injury, you think?
I don't have any doubt. I think that he can be just as good. You know, he certainly feels good about things. You know, that process will play itself out.
How much do you need Andre to play, or do you kind of look at him, do you know when he's ready to go for the season, or do you know how much that'll be in advance, how much he needs preseason time?
Well, we kind of monitor that a little bit, you know, but he's, the important thing for us is to get the two goalies that we have prepared to play, and that's going to be the biggest thing moving forward here in these next exhibition games. So how much will be depending on the workload and stuff like that. That stuff gets managed through, you know, myself and Wade Flaherty, but we'll make sure that he's ready to go by the time we open the season in Edmonton. I don't know the numbers, that's what you're we'll just wait and see. We have some numbers, but we'll just keep that internal.
Do you guys handle preseason a little differently than some teams as far as evaluating more of your overall organizational talent, even who's going to be in the East Coast and the American League, whereas other teams might use it more to get ready for that first game?
I can't speak for other teams, but our other organizations. I think it depends on where you are with your organization. In our case, it's a kind of a two-pronged thing. We like to look at our kids, especially early in the preseason. And, you know, in there, you want to make sure that your veterans are getting games. And in there as well, you want to establish a situation where you're trying to win games. So there's a couple of agendas there. As you move forward past the first few games, then things start to buckle down a little bit more. You want to see, you know, I think that you want to see team play, and you're getting, your roster is getting a little bit tighter in far as getting the right place, people in place. But I think that for the most part, you want to see some players. It depends. Everyone's got different agendas.
Plan on trimming the roster after tomorrow night?
Well, we've made some moves this morning. I think there's some moves coming this afternoon, and that will be released to you guys as we move forward with it. After tomorrow, we'll see.
Okay, guys. Thank you.